Hey, sweetheart. How's it going? You look stressed. Whoa. No. No talking badly about yourself. I don't care. No one's allowed to talk badly about my girlfriend. Especially not her. No. You can do this, baby. I know you can. It just feels like you can't right now. I think you need to step away from a little bit. Just a little bit. I think you're burnt out. Yes, baby. Princess, look at me. Hey. Oh, baby, come here. Yes, come here. You don't have to worry about that right now. No. I promise. I know. So many things have to get done still. And you're gonna be able to do all of them, but you need to take a break first. You do, and you just need some time to reset. What do you wanna do? We can literally do anything. We can watch TV, you just need to reset. We can watch like Drag Race, we can Sure, literally, baby, literally, whatever. I just want you to get your mind off of, because that's what it is you're in your head right now, and it's a lot of stress and a lot of pressure, and maybe nobody works well under that. No, that's such a myth where people are like, yeah, I work better under pressure. No one works better under pressure. You don't want to be under pressure. That doesn't, sure, you can work under pressure. And sometimes the pressure helps to motivate you, but it doesn't mean that you'll get your best work or it's the healthiest for you. No. You don't need all that stress and the cortisol and the. Yeah, 'cause that's what it is. And that doesn't help you, that makes it worse. 100%. It's way better when you can just, like. Yeah, and you can just kind of slide into it and it feels natural, it feels okay, and. But it only happens when you take all the expectations off your shoulders. Because you. I know you have high expectations for yourself. I know you do. Yeah, but some of that's been put on by other people. It's not all you. No, it isn't. But you're not going to disappoint anyone. You're not going to let anyone down. Because I know you, and you're not going to do that. Because you can get it done, baby. You can. But taking this time for yourself is really important too. I would say it's more important than getting it done. Because sure, you could push through and get it done right now. But is that what's best for your mental health? No. I know, but that's my job. My job is to take care of you. And that's what I'm doing right now, so put it down. Put it down just for now. When you go back to it, baby, because you will go back to it. I want you to be like recharged fully. So when you go back, it's gonna be so easy. It will though. If you take a proper break and you just like really, yeah, really decompress. Let go of all of it, like all the stress, the expectations. You don't need any of that right now. Because none of it matters. It doesn't. No. Think about it. Can any of those people see you right now? Can they interact with you right now? No. Do the expectations matter right now? No. Whose expectations matter? Not mine, it's only yours. Yeah, only yours. I appreciate you like my expectations, and sure, I'm glad they matter, but they're not the ones that are most important. Yours are, baby. And I know you expect great things from yourself, and you expect perfection, and sometimes. That can be such a roadblock. Yeah, I. Oh my god, I used to be such a. Like, if it wasn't perfect, I didn't want it. Oh, and that was such a thief of so much joy. Because there's so many things that are, like, they're good. But because you're looking for perfection, you won't see how good these things are. I bet if I go in there right now and I. Baby, it's probably amazing. I know, it's okay. I won't look until you're ready to show me, but I'm just saying. Yeah. You have to be kinder with yourself. You're amazing, baby. You're talented. You're brilliant. Yes, you are. You are. Don't deny it. Look at me. Look at me, baby. Hey. It's okay. It's okay. I know. Vacation sounds really nice. Where do you want to go? Anywhere and everywhere. I'd happily go anywhere with you. It's going to be okay. It will. Because you're going to get it back. You haven't lost anything. It's still inside of you. Yes. The magic, the spark, it's still there. You haven't lost it. You're just struggling to tap into it. Oh my God, I felt that way so many times. Yes. Whenever we do anything, we can get burned out. Yes. If we do too much of something or whatever that thing is, it's overwhelming. It could take a toll. Yeah, I understand. There's no judgment here, baby. Yeah, with me, there's no judgment. Mm-hmm. I was very tempted to, but I resisted. I don't know. I heard it as soon as I said it, I heard it. Yeah. Look, there's a smile. I love you. I love you so much. I don't want you to feel this way. Because you do got it. You do. It's in you. It's going to come out. It will. But I want it to come out in a way that's like healthy and doesn't. Yeah, I want it to like flow out of you. And when you see it on the page, you feel good about it. Yeah. I know. But you're not going to let anyone down. No. You really won't. But the only person you really should care about letting down is yourself. And you won't let them down. No, you won't. Because I know you. Mm-mm. Baby, you've never disappointed me once in our entire relationship. Honestly. No, when I say that, when you won't get up and stuff, that's not real disappointment. That's me playing around, not actually disappointing you. Baby, I can never be disappointed in you. Because you always try your hardest. That's all you can do. It is. As long as you're trying your hardest, then... Yeah, like, that is it. That's all we can ever do. Let's try our best. So if you try your best, then you should never feel disappointed. Especially if you know you tried your best. I know, but those are their expectations, not yours. Yeah, they're putting it on you. It's one of the hardest things to do is to separate those two things. Yeah. I know. I struggle with it all the time. Still, yeah. It's not something you do overnight, but it is something you're working towards. Exactly. You can go back and try again whenever you're ready. Yeah, if you're feeling ready now, go for it. But I just want you to take some time. Yeah, some amount of time just to yourself. And when you eventually do go back to it, I want you to try to let go of all the expectations. Yeah, all of them. They don't matter. Whatever you make is good enough. It's more than good enough, it's perfect. Yeah, simply because you made it. The act of you creating is special. That's something we forget. But it's the truth, you're making magic. You are. You're conceiving of things that don't exist. That's hard. That's very, very, very hard. To let go of it all. Because it's just baggage. And you don't need to carry it. Yeah. We have to deal with expectation our whole life, and it's, yeah, it can be drowning. It can be too much. Especially since most of those expectations we didn't put on ourselves. Yeah, they were given to us. And sure, they were given with good intentions, but sometimes not with good intentions either. But we have to shake them off. And realize they don't matter. They don't define us. Yeah. It's the art of letting go. And once you let go completely, you'll find yourself so free. So light that those things that felt hard aren't so hard anymore. They just kind of flow out of you. I've seen you in that state. I've seen you work like that. Where it just comes out of you. Yeah, and you can get back there. You can get back there so easily. I know you can. I know. It's scary when a thing that you feel like... Yeah. Because we also define ourselves by the things we can do. And then when we struggle to do those things, we wonder... Yeah, it makes us question everything. Our value, our worth, all of it. But you are still worthwhile. You're still amazing. Yes, even if you're struggling. It's okay. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. Because I know you can do it. When you don't have faith in yourself, let me have faith in you. Let me be the one who believes in you for you. Until you can believe in yourself again. I believe in you. I really, really, really do. If you put your mind to something, there's nothing you can't do, baby. Yeah, but you're tired right now. You're overworked. You're exhausted. You need a break. And after a break, yeah, after some time away, yes, when you step back and you get back into it, it's going to be so easy. It's going to be amazing. Trust me. I know it will. Just remember, let go of those expectations. They're not doing you any favors. I love you too, baby. I'm sorry you're stressed out. Just trust me when I say it's gonna be okay. That I know you can do it. And that I really, really, really do believe in you. It's gonna be okay, baby. It's gonna be okay.